When Irish eyes are smiling, sure 'tis like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. But when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they'll steal your heart away. Over in Killarney, many years ago, me mother sang a song to me in tones so sweet and low. Just a simple little ditty in her good old Irish way. And I'd give the world I could hear her sweet voice softly say, Tooralooralura, Tooralooralai, Tooralooralura. Hush, now don't you cry. Tooralooralura, Tooralooralai, Tooralooralura. That's an Irish lullaby.
My wife. For my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild.
My body lies over the sea. My body lies over the ocean. Oh, bring back my body to me. Bring back, oh, bring back my body to me. Last night as I lay on my pillow, last night as I lay on my bed, last night as I lay on my pillow. I dreamed that my Bonnie was dead.
If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, then maybe at the closing of your day, you can sit and watch the moon rise over Clodagh, and watch the barefoot garsoons as they play, just to hear again the ripple of the trout stream, women in the meadow making hay, and to sit beside a turf fire in a cabin and watch the sun go down on Galway Bay. For the breeze is blowing o'er the sea from Ireland, and perfumed by the heather as they go, and the women in the uplands picking pretties speak a language that the strangers do not know. For the strangers came and tried to teach us their way, and scorned us just for being what we are. Sure, they might as well go chasing after moonbeams, or light a penny candle from a star. And if there's going to be a life hereafter, and somehow I'm sure there's going to be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Isle.